I didn't remember, but this is about the time of year when that happened to Tricia. And surely I was glad she gave a word of testimony there. I asked her to sing this morning, but I didn't realize that it was this time of year. But surely we saw God's hand through that, and we rejoiced in his answer to prayer. Also, a couple of things I forgot to mention a while ago. Don't forget, we changed Sunday night to 6 o'clock, just temporarily. We're not able to have choir practice, so we have moved the evening service to 6 o'clock. So we'd love to have you come back and join us for that. And then also, we're not passing the offering plate, as you noticed. We don't want people handling it and maybe something so spreading. What we've done is we put an offering plate at the back on the table. And for those in the fellowship hall, there's a table over there that has one there. And so you can put your offering in there when you come in or when you leave. But again, I want to say thank you for your faithfulness and your giving. God has blessed us, and I really don't think that we've suffered anything financially. I believe the Lord has provided our every need because we've got a group of people that believe in giving. And I'm grateful for it, and I praise the Lord for his blessings to us today. Take your Bibles, turn to the book of Psalm 106. I am having a little bit of trouble with my throat today, and my ears a little bit stopped up, and so if you'll bear with me, I was thinking, sitting there, I said, I'm going to try to be calm today and not, you know, raise my voice. I don't think I can do it. I'll do the best I can, but I'm trying to keep it at a low key if I can. I want to look at one verse in Psalm 106. Definitely, these have been some trying times. It's good to see some of you back. I tell you, it's almost like when we started the church years ago, we used to watch out the window to see who was going to show up on Sunday morning. And now that we've been gone so long, that's kind of what we do now. We watch the door to see who's going to come in today. And we're grateful for those that are here. And I believe God's going to bless our time together. And what a blessing it is to worship him. The Bible says in Psalm 106, verse 1, praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That's a powerful verse. Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Our Father, Lord, we thank you today for the opportunity that we have to come together today, worship you. I pray now that you would guide and direct, give us wisdom, strength, and help. I pray that your name would be exalted, lifted up, and glorified. And Father, we'll thank you now for what you do, what you're going to do for us. In Jesus' name, we ask and pray. Amen. This psalm is a psalm that's titled the Hallel Psalms. It's H-A-L-L-E-L. And these psalms were sung by the pilgrims as they made their way to Jerusalem for various church feast days in Israel. These psalms were literally used to prepare the hearts of the pilgrims for worship. They served to remind the people of the greatness of God. I chose this psalm today because we need to be reminded of the greatness of God. We need to be reminded of how good God is and what he can do. And we find here that they were on their way not just to exalt God, but to exalt a majestic, glorious God that was worthy of all praise that we could offer him. Friend, no matter what the circumstances are in life, as we look today with all the pains and the problems that we're experiencing, coronavirus we had never heard of. We've never seen our country shut down for anything, at least in my lifetime. And yet we find every day has been a challenge. It's been a challenge with children going to school. It's been a challenge with people coming to church. It's been a challenge with the people that have contracted the disease and some that have even died. But I want to remind you, in spite of it all, God is still where he's been all the time. He's in the place that we can come to and put our faith and trust in him. We need to lean toward God rather than leaning toward the problems which plague us. Friend, if we spent more time thinking about God, thinking about the goodness of God, the greatness of God, the majestics of God, I tell you, it ought to excite us to understand we serve a great God. Amen. And nothing catches our God by surprise. And I tell you, our God's going to be in control when it's all over. He's going to be in control of everything that we see and do. Now, I want you, if you would, this morning, let's consider from the Word of God the blessings that God has bestowed upon our life. I'm going to tell you today, would anybody here stand and say, I've not been blessed? I don't think so. And even if you did, I would not believe you, because I believe today everybody in this building and most everybody I know in some way or another, they may have had some trials and difficulties, but they have been blessed. We need to assess the state of our worship of God. God is still to be utmost of importance in our life. The Bible said He ought to have preeminence in our life, and that word means put Him first. There's a lot of times people don't want to put Him first and put Him in the place that He needs to be. But I'm afraid our state of worship has fallen by the wayside because we fail to understand the importance of our worship in God. Are we giving God the worship and praise that He's due? I know there's been a lot of fear and there's been doubts and there's been problems. There's been anxieties that surround us. But I tell you, it's great that we're still able to come back to the house of God and worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this morning, to give God praise and glory for what He's done. Now, in verse number 1, the psalm today, I want to show you some truths that speak to us about giving thanks and praise to God. I'm afraid sometimes we take things for granted. I recently was hearing somebody talk, and the man said this, something about he'd taken his wife for granted. And I want to say today, we ought never get to that point where we take our wife for granted, because we're blessed to have our mates, or if we still have them, and some don't understand. But the truth of it is, we need to understand the fact is, we don't take them for granted, neither do we take God for granted. God is in control. The Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now, I surely would not promote myself to be such a good man. I hope that I'm good by some of the things that I do, but the Bible said there's none good. It said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I tell you, there's none good on this earth, but there's one good in heaven, and He was good when He came and laid down His life on the cross. I want you to see, first of all, this morning, the command of His praises. Now, when the Jews thought about praise, they thought in terms of the sacrifice that they would bring to the tabernacle and offer. And if we had time, we could turn there and read that. That's in Leviticus chapter number 7. But it gives instruction on offering the peace offering. You know, we today, we really have not had to sacrifice much for God, if you stop and think about it. God's been so good to us and blessed us in so many ways, way more than we deserve. Yet we understand that they were coming together to praise God even about the terms of their sacrifice that they were about to give Him. Their offering that they give was to thank the Lord because of His great blessings upon His people. Friend, we come to the house of God and give our offering, or give our voice of praise, or give our voice of song, or give our voice of preaching. We're doing that because we're grateful for what God has done. I'm so thankful today that I had a mom and dad that introduced me to the Lord Jesus Christ at an early age. And they made sure all the way through school that I was made to go to church. And I'm glad that God worked in my life and in my heart. But their giving was an expression of their faith and their love and their thanksgiving. Just like you being here this morning. That is a sign of your thanksgiving and praise to God for what He's done. He said, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. But He tells us that we come together to worship Him and to praise His name. We've cut out a lot of the singing because they say the virus comes from people speaking and out of the voice. And so we don't need a bunch of choir people singing in somebody else's ear. We're being careful with it. But I tell you, boy, our songs that we do sing, that's in thanksgiving and praise to God for what He's done. Well, I love that song Patricia sang this morning. And I'm glad today that I have the opportunity to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say to the people in the fellowship hall, we're thankful for you being here. And I know it's a little bit different that you're not sitting here in the auditorium, but we know you're there. But better than that, God knows you're there. And you're offering your thanksgiving to Him. It was an expression of faith and love. The Lord, we're to rejoice with the priest of God. It was a shared offering. When they brought their offering in that day to the Lord, a portion of it was burned on the altar. And then a portion was given to the priest. So the peace offering was a free will offering. It was always given out of a heart of gratitude and love for the Lord. I wonder today what we've given God that has proved to Him our love. I wonder what we've given to Him to prove that we love Him more than anything in the world. Now, we're no longer under the law to require us to observe the Levitical offering, but we're still under the obligation to offer thanksgiving and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He speaks of the fruit of the lips in Hebrews 13:15. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks in His name. I tell you today, we've got a media that loves to play up the downside of everything. But I tell you what, we need to look at the good things and understand God is good and He provides our needs along the way. The word praise means to give something of value or something of price. We're to praise and worship according to the value that God holds within us. You know, your praise says a lot about how much you value the Lord. Really, now, you stop and think about it. I thank God for the years that He's given me a ministry and for the people that I've seen along the way that have been dedicated to God week in and week out, day in and day out. And we're commanded to praise Him both now and forever. And by the way, when we do get to heaven, we're going to sing around the throne of God. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. The discussion of praise brings to mind a few questions. What motivates us to praise Him? Now I'm going to say something here. You can take it for what it's worth if you like. But I'm telling you, I'm afraid that a lot of people's worship today has got to the point to where it edifies them more than it edifies God. And I believe today that a lot of the music that's being written today, a lot of the songs that are being sung today with all the instruments and all the things, it makes you more want to dance than it does want to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. But what other song could be better than what was sung just a while ago? Oh, rejoice in the Lord. And even when we're tried, we shall come forth as gold. And I believe today that what motivates us to praise Him, I'll tell you what will motivate us to praise Him, fixing our heart on God. Just turning and understanding that God, You're in control. And understand something, listen to me, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. He's in control of the very breath that we breathe. Another thing that should motivate us is meditation on His works and His ways. I tell you, boys, I don't know how I got here so quick, but I've got here. But I look back and I tell you, I rejoice in the blessings of God upon my life. I'm not saying there hadn't been some difficulty, there hadn't been some heartache, there hadn't been some disappointments, and even in my life there has been some failures. But I want you to know today that I look back over my life and all I can think about is how good God's been to me. And I tell you today, when I look around and see other people that are a lot worse shape than I am, I rejoice in what God has done. The psalmist said, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. He said, Blessed is the man that walketh not the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And listen, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. Friend, I believe continual praise is the meditation on the works and the ways of God. Recounting the blessings of God in our life. I'm going to flip there. You don't have to, but in Psalm 103, in verse number 2, he said, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. I tell you today, when we think about benefits, they're important in our life, and we need the benefits. But let me tell you something. God's given us more benefits than we deserve. And God's blessed us with great benefits, just the fact that we're able to be here today worshiping Him. And then dwelling upon the unspeakable gift. These are things that will motivate you to praise God. When you see God work, I tell you, you know, and it's sad. I've never been in the place that Patricia was in. And I don't know of anybody that some of you may be gotten in that place before as far as being unconscious. But I'm telling you, Tricia, we literally thought was gone. I mean, well, we didn't because, David, we all knew God was going to have his prayer, right? We had faith. But scientifically and the doctor's standpoint, what they say, ain't nothing else you can do. I tell you, when the doctor don't, nothing else he can do, just don't give up because there's something God can do if He so desires. And I can imagine, and I hear it every time she sings or every time she gives a testimony, I believe she learned a lesson from that thing and understand just really how good God is. And I tell you, all of us, if we go back in our life and understand there's things that happen, but when these things happen, boy, we reminded. Listen, I hear people oftentimes say, well, I don't even deserve to be here. And by the way, I don't deserve to be here. But I tell you, I'm here today by the grace of God and what He's done. How do we praise Him? Well, the Bible tells us how to do it. We do it by shouting. The Bible said in Psalm 47, verse 1, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. And I believe today that everything ought to be done decently and in order. I don't think people ought to do anything that draws attention to themselves. But I tell you what, it's pretty good when you're preaching and you get some good hearty amens and some people that will agree with what you're preaching and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ for what He's done for us. We praise Him in our singing. In Psalm 135:3, He said, sing praises unto God, sing praises. Sing praises unto the King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Boy, that's a mouthful. Sing ye praises with understanding. Understanding what? Understanding where we ought to be. Understanding where we are. And realizing what God's done for us in our life. We're to praise Him not only with our lifting up of hands. He said in Psalm 63, verse 4, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. As we exalt God, we praise Him with our whole heart. The psalmist said in Psalm 9, 1 and 2, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Now, it's one thing for me to read that verse. It's one thing for you to hear that verse. But it's another thing for us to say that verse and mean it with all our heart and all our soul. Praise the Lord with our whole heart. Well, preacher, okay, when's the right time to praise Him? Well, He gave an answer for that. He said, we find in Psalm 113, verse 3, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. In other words, just praise all the time. The sun is, and by the way, somebody said, well, that means when the sun goes down at night, we quit praying. When the sun comes up in the morning, we start praying. No. The sun's always shining somewhere. And really, it never sets. It's continual. He said in Psalm 34, verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually upon my mouth. I saw a fellow the day, the restaurant opened, and I went and, you know, I just wanted to go sit down and eat. And so I went, and I saw a preacher there. He said, hey, brother, he said, y'all thought about opening up? I said, we never closed. And he said, good for y'all. But friend, I'm going to tell you something. Again, we were very much concerned, and we surely encouraged people to take precaution. But I'm grateful that God gave me the strength and the help to be able to be here every time. And there's folks that come and helped us with what needed to be done. And now gradually we're seeing it all come back and God working. When do we praise Him? Sun up, sun down. There's never a sun down. Where do we praise Him? The Bible said we praise Him in the congregation. In Psalm 135, verse 2 and 3, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord. For the Lord is good. Sing praises unto His name, for it is pleasant. Boy, I like that song, Jesus, Jesus, there's something about that name. And I tell you what a blessing it is. We praise Him before the world. In Psalm 35, verse 18, I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise Him among much people. In Psalm 119, verse 62, we praise Him in private. He said, at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. By the way, these are just a few verses that merely scratch the surface of what God has to say about prayer and praise and thanksgiving. And truly today we understand the importance we come to the house of God and we notice what He said in our text today. He said, praise ye the Lord. And then He said, oh, give. I want you to see that word give. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Worship and praise is a gift from God. Nothing in my hand I bring, but simply to the cross I cling. But what we need to understand today is God, not necessarily, He uses what we have for the resources to do what needs to be done in His church. But literally what He wants is He wants us individually surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ to serve Him and be faithful to Him. Second of all, not only the command for His praises, but then we see the condition of the praises. Why do we praise Him? Well, the answer is found in the verse. For He is good. Do you need any more reason for that? For He is good. The Lord is good. That word means acceptable, pleasant, agreeable. And I tell you today, I praise God because He's a good God. He's met every need that I have, and He's been with me all the way, and He's helped me through many trials and disappointments. And truly today, He's worthy of my praise and honor and glory. Somebody said He's good all the time in the face of every event in life. He is good in the light. He's good in the dark. He's good on the mountain, and He's good in the valley. He's good in the day of blessing, and He's good in the day of pain. He's good in peace, and He's good in turmoil. He's good in life, and He's good in death. He is good in rejoicing, and He's good in weeping. He's good in shouting, and He's great in sorrow. He's good in plenty, and He's good in poverty. He's good in health, and He is good in sickness. He is good in day, and He is good in night. He is good when I see Him, and He's good when I can't see Him. He is unchanging, immovable, undaunted, and unfazed. The plans of the wicked do challenge Him, but He controls all, He sees all, and He wills all. But most of all, He does all because He's good. He is the Lord. There's none else. He's good to the saved man because He saved him and gave him eternal life. He's good to the lost man because He died for the lost man that he too could go to heaven if he so choose to accept Christ as his Savior. He's good to the Hindu, the Muslim, Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons as well as true believers. You say, what do you mean? I say this. God's blessed everybody that's ever drew a breath upon this earth in some way or another, and He desires that every one of them come to a saving knowledge of Him. And once they become a saving knowledge of Him, that they'll exalt Him and lift Him up and glorify Him in all that we do. Those who know Him have special reason for praising His name. And I tell you today, I just want to say again, I've said it a dozen times a while ago, but He's good. God is good. He's good all the time. He's good in the valley and in the mountains and darkness and light. God's good, friend. And today He's good for us to be able to be back in the house of God, once again worshiping God and being faithful to Him. And then we thirdly see the continuation of His praises. There are those who are in a state of grace will find they have eternal reason to praise Him. He is to be praised on the earth. We've already discussed that. We are commanded to praise Him. He's to be praised for all that He's done for us. You say, what did He do? Well, He chose us before the foundation of the world. In Ephesians chapter John chapter 6, verse 44, He called us. In 1 Peter 1:23, He converted us. In Romans 8:15, He adopted us. And in Luke 10:20, He placed our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. What a blessing. He keeps us in 1 Peter 1:5. He provides for us, according to Matthew. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. He said, I'll supply all your needs according to His riches in glory. He has taken us home one day to be with Him in John 14. We've talked about that a lot lately. He said, I will come again. I will come again. I think today I hear people, you know what I thought this morning? I walked out of my neighborhood, and it was the same this morning as it always is. It was dead. Now, I realize we leave to come to church early, and I'm sure there's some that probably left after we did. But, the thought occurred to me when I got in the truck and was sitting there waiting on Susan. I said, it hadn't bothered some folks at all not to be able to go to church. because they didn't take advantage of it to start with. So that's just another day for them. But yet, to the people that were Christians that had to give up or sacrifice not being able to come, it was the hardest thing. We mentioned Wednesday night about Miss Joyce Green, and pray for her, bless her heart. I tell you, this lady, she's been so faithful all the years, and now not able to be here, and it's killing her. And I ask you to pray for her and pray, but remind her also, as I do, God is good. You know why? Because He's unchanging. His gifts are unchanging as well. What we have now, we'll always have, because He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. He'll not abandon us. He'll not take away from us the blessings that we have received in Jesus. Praise is everywhere represented in the Bible as a duty no less than a natural impulse and delight. Friend, we ought not praise Him because it's our obligation, although I believe it is, but we ought to praise Him because we love Him and are grateful for what He's done. In Psalm 50, verse 23, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth Me." You might want to jot that down. Psalm 50, verse 23. "Whoso offereth praise glorieth Me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God." Who's that? That's anybody. He'll order a conversation aright, and He said, "I'll show them the salvation of God." To fail in our duty to praise the Lord is to shut one's eyes to the signs of His presence. He told Isaiah, or Isaiah said in Isaiah 40:26, "Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them by all by names, by their greatness of His might, for that He is strong in power, and not one faileth." He said, "Lift up your eyes." And He said, I like that last phrase, "not one." You hear people oftentimes slipping through the cracks. Friend, if Jesus got a hold of you, you're not going to slip through the cracks of anything, and especially His hand. It's to be forgetful of His mercies. I think we learn lessons in life that ought to draw us closer, make us love Him more, serve Him more, and be more when we go through trials in our life. But you see, I've seen people, and I've seen it time and time again. People would say, "Preacher, if you just pray for me, if God just raised me up, if God would give me one more chance, if God would help me, I'm down and I need His help." And I tell you, if He'll do it, I'll praise Him, I'll serve Him forever. Well, you pray, God answers, and then they forget. Friend, don't ever forget the mercies of God in your life. Don't be forgetful of it. He said in Deuteronomy 6:12, "Then beware lest you forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." And then, not to praise God is to be unthankful for His kindness. Luke 6:35, "But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil." If we're not to fall into sins, we must give God our honor and our praise, our gratitude that we owe Him. As we consider our praise life, I wonder today, are we praising Him the way that we should be? Do we deserve what He gets us based on what we do in praising Him for it? Are we thankful for the grace and the blessings of God? I realize today there's still lost people and they still have opportunity to be saved. But I'm grateful that I had a mom and dad, and I'm grateful I had a church that preached the Word of God. And at an early age, I put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder today if we need to come before Him with thanksgiving and praise. And might I add, we might even have to come with heads bowed and humbled because we failed to give God the glory for what He's done. Friend, there's no breath leaves a man except God allows it. There's no breath that ever entered into man except God give it. And friend, today we have so much to thank Him for and praise Him for. And He said, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy, His mercy, His mercy endureth forever. Our Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day. Thank You for the privilege and the opportunity, Lord, that we have to once again come to the house of God to worship You. Lord, You've been so good to us. You blessed us in many ways. Father, today I pray that Your name would be exalted, lifted up, and glorified. I pray that You'd give us the strength and the help that we need. And I pray that You'd bless this invitation. Lord, if there's one here today that's lost, or maybe even somebody listening by way of internet, or maybe somebody even in the fellowship hall that needs to come to this altar, Lord, we invite them to come. Get right with God. Do whatever's necessary. Let's leave here today praising Him for His kindness and His goodness to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.